Your weekly dispatch from the front line of the end of the world. Under the Weather. With Ella Christensen.
Hello, and welcome to Under the Weather. I'm your host, Ella Christensen, and this is your extreme weather and climate change update for the last week. Today is the 10th of December. This week, severe and damaging flash flooding has occurred in the following countries: Kurdistan, Iraq, Cyprus, Saudi Arabia, South Africa, Zimbabwe, Indonesia, Turkey, and Australia. Flash flooding in Turkey killed 3 people. Flash flooding in Iraq prompted officials in the Nineveh province to declare a state of emergency. Hundreds of thousands of people's houses have been damaged or destroyed throughout the province. Over 25,000 people are in need of assistance, including thousands of families living in refugee camps, which have also been damaged and impacted by the flooding. In the U.S., more than 20 million people are currently under a winter storm warning, as a massive winter storm is expected to hit the southern states and drop an unusual and disruptive amount of snow. Torrential ice storms and flooding is expected. It was reported this week that the wildfires in California have put one insurance company out of business. A local insurance company in the Sacramento Central Valley have announced they can't pay out the expected fire-related insurance claims. The company expected $64 million in outstanding liabilities, but the company's assets are at just $23 million. A state law will guarantee some money to those who have or still need to file a claim, though it's unclear as to whether people receive as much as they are filing for. Those in Paradise, California, were allowed to go back to the site of their homes this week and are now in the position to decide whether to rebuild or relocate. Drought in Afghanistan has forced over 250,000 people to abandon their homes for relief camps that have been set up to supply food, water, shelter, and sanitation to a quickly growing number of drought victims. The UN said this week that at least 4 million people are on the verge of famine in Afghanistan and are in urgent need of food and water as their crops have failed and they are without alternative resources. Queensland is still dealing with over 50 bushfires across the state. All the fires are contained, but it is being reported that this year, fires in Queensland have burnt through 1 million hectares of burnt bush. Last week, Queensland also saw severe storms leading to flash flooding and power outages for tens of thousands of people. There was an article on One News Now about erratic snake behavior in Queensland because of warming temperatures and a changing climate. A man in Queensland woke up in the night to find a snake in his bed, which then bit him in the face several times. It was a non-poisonous snake, but still, that's terrifying. Warmer temperatures have disrupted snake breeding cycles, and there have been increasing reports of snakes acting more aggressively as well as trying to find refuge in people's homes. Here in New Zealand, at a scientific conference last week, climate scientist Dr. Jim Selinger spoke about the loss of ice volume in the Southern Alps last summer. There was around 9% of the Alps' total ice volume lost, which is the biggest seasonal melt ever recorded. Dr. Selinger has called the Southern Alps the canary in the coal mine for climate change due to the sensitivity of the large glaciers to warming. In other words, we should be fucking worried. As a reminder, it was the hottest summer on record last year. For this summer, there is now an 80% likelihood that New Zealand will experience an El Nino event, which means drier than normal conditions in the east and wetter than normal conditions in the west. And of course, COP24 started this last week in Poland. COP24 is the yearly meeting of the countries which are a part of the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change. This year at the conference, delegates are meant to discuss how they will achieve the limits to greenhouse gas emissions necessary to reach the goal set in the Paris Agreement. The goal is keeping global average temperatures to below 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial average. Highlights from the conference so far include David Attenborough giving a too little too late speech about humanity's impending extinction. There's also been a lot of reporting about the irony of the talks being held in a coal town in Poland. Poland generates 80% of its electricity from coal-fired power plants, and the Polish government has plans to build more coal power plants in the coming years. Also, perhaps unsurprisingly, the U.S. joined Saudi Arabia, Russia, and Kuwait in rejecting the IPCC's report from October as part of this year's conference talks. That means the report has been dropped from being discussed at this year's conference because there is no consensus for accepting the report as valid and legitimate. This is important because the report made a crucial change in the projected temperature rise by the end of the century from 1.5 degrees Celsius to 3 degrees Celsius. It also made clear that the goal should be to limit warming to 1.2 to 1.5 degrees rather than 2 degrees. By not accepting the report, these countries have prevented a discussion of taking more drastic and immediate action based on this updated science. I think the only way to respond to what's happening in Poland with these climate talks is to read the words of the 15-year-old Swedish girl, Greta Thunberg, who spoke to the UN on behalf of the world's youth climate movement. She said, "For 25 years, countless numbers of people have stood in front of the UN climate conferences asking our nation's leaders to stop the emissions, but clearly this has not worked since the emissions continue to rise. So I will not ask them anything. Instead, I will ask the people around the world to realize that our political leaders have failed us. Today, we use 100 million barrels of oil every single day. There are no politics to change that. There are no rules to keep that oil in the ground. So we can't save the world by playing by the rules, because the rules have to be changed. So we have not come here to beg the world leaders to care for our future. They have ignored us in the past, and they will ignore us again. We have come here to let them know that change is coming, whether they like it or not. The people will rise to the challenge. And since our leaders are behaving like children, we will have to take the responsibility they should have taken long ago." That's it for this week. Thanks for listening. Stay cool out there.
Whoa. Yikes. Under the Weather with Ella Christensen.